Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is the Read to Lead podcast, episode 83.
Hi there, this is Ray Edwards from RayEdwardsPodcast.com, and you're listening to one of my favorite podcasters. That's Jeff Brown, the creator and host of the Read to Lead podcast.
Welcome to the Read to Lead podcast with Jeff Brown. Jeff believes that if you desire to achieve true success in business and in life, then consistent and intentional reading is a must. The Read to Lead podcast will not only help you narrow this ever-important reading list, but also bring you key insights and valuable feedback from some of today's most successful and inspiring authors. And now, here's Jeff.
Hi again. Welcome to the podcast dedicated to your personal and professional growth, where normally each week we sit down with a successful and inspiring nonfiction author and talk about his or her latest book. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different in that there's no guest today, but I want to talk to you today about five podcasts you should be subscribed to if personal and professional growth is a priority. Of course, I consider one of those to be the Read to Lead podcast, but that's one you're already listening to. I want to talk about five others. And the funny thing is as I was putting this list together, it wasn't my intention, but once I came up with the five that I think are worthy of this list, I realized all five are hosted by authors. Go figure, right? So I changed the name of the episode to Five Author-Hosted Podcasts You Should Be Subscribed to If Personal and Professional Growth is a priority. And though they're in no particular order, the first one I want to mention is the 48 Days online radio show hosted by my friend and New York Times best-selling author Dan Miller. In fact, he's appeared twice on the show, not only on episode 067 in January of 2015, but also, as you may know, our very first episode, episode 001. Dan has authored several books. His most popular, no doubt, is 48 Days to the Work You Love. And each and every week on his podcast, which, by the way, comes out every Friday morning like clockwork, Dan spends much of the show answering questions sent in via email from listeners about, of course, finding the work that you love. If that's something you're attempting to do and maybe struggling with a bit, I highly recommend Dan's podcast. You can find out more about it at 48days.com. Next on the list is a podcast that I have listened to since it launched a couple of years ago. It's by another New York Times best-selling author. I'm talking about This Is Your Life, hosted by Michael Hyatt. Michael's desire is to help high achievers acquire the leadership skills necessary, he says, to win at work, succeed in life, and reach their potential. He's also, by the way, the former chairman and CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishers. And now he writes, speaks, and coaches full-time. On his blog and podcast, he writes and talks about topics like personal development, productivity, leadership, platform building, publishing, and a lot more. And if his over a half a million subscribers have anything to say about it, Mike's blog and podcast are well worth your time. You can find out more about him at michaelhyatt.com. Next is the youngest podcast on the list, and it's also hosted by the guy who has appeared on this show more than any other guest, and that's Jeff Goines. For about a year, Jeff has hosted the Portfolio Life podcast along with anchor Andy Traub. Jeff specializes in helping your work get the attention it deserves. Things like learning how to build an audience of 100,000 blog readers in 18 months, what it takes to turn pro, and how to make a difference with your message. And Jeff says that finding your calling is not just one thing, it's a few things, and what he calls the portfolio life. Find out more about Jeff and his podcast at goinswriter.com. That's G-O-I-N-S writer.com. The fourth podcast on our list is the one I've been listening to the longest. In fact, since about 2007, when I first started listening to podcasts. And this guy has also been a guest on the show, episode 17. In fact, I'm talking about Todd Henry, author of the book Die Empty, Unleash Your Best Work Every Day. His podcast is called The Accidental Creative. And Todd says that for creative pros, the pressures continue to mount to produce better work faster. We live in an on-demand world, after all. The Accidental Creative podcast shares how to build practical everyday practices that help you stay prolific, Todd says, brilliant, and healthy in life and in work. He often does solo shows, but occasionally interviews artists, authors, and business leaders like Seth Godin, David Allen, and Stephen Pressfield, and offers tips on how to thrive in life and in work. The perfect podcast for a list like this one. Listen in and join the conversation at accidentalcreative.com. The fifth and final podcast on the list is probably my personal favorite, I think in part because it's hosted not only by another author, but by a guy who has spent a number of years, like me, in the radio world. So I have a bit of a man crush on Ray Edwards, and he hosts the aptly titled Ray Edwards Show, found at rayedwards.com. Ray has had the privilege of working as a communications strategist and copywriter for some of the most powerful voices in leadership and business. His clients include New York Times best-selling authors Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, and Mark Victor, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Jeff Walker, author of Launch. Ray has written three books of his own and runs what he calls a lifestyle business and says, "You can too." Ray's show is designed for small business owners and those who want to start a business. Ray says, quote, "God created you to be an entrepreneur. You were born for this, and I was born to help." Again, chances are you've heard of some of these, but my guess is not all of them. If you're not listening to all of them, I highly recommend it, especially if personal and professional growth is a priority for you. Again, we had the 48 Days Online Radio Show with Dan Miller, released each Friday morning. The This Is Your Life podcast, hosted by Michael Hyatt with Michelle Kashat, released each Wednesday morning. The Portfolio Life is hosted by Jeff Goins with Andy Traub and released each Wednesday morning. Then there's The Accidental Creative, hosted by Todd Henry, generally released weekly on Wednesday or Thursday. And finally, The Ray Edwards Show, hosted by Ray Edwards and released each Wednesday morning. For more on these shows and links to each one, just visit the show notes page for this episode, readtoleadpodcast.com/083 for episode 83. I encourage you to visit our sponsor, Blinkist, for a special limited time deal on their Plus and Premium subscriptions, your favorite business books in summary form. It can be in written form, audio form, or both, however you prefer to consume your book summaries. To find out about this special limited time deal available to listeners to this podcast only, visit readtoleadpodcast.com/Blinkist. One quick programming note, next week's episode will be a day or two late because of the Memorial Day holiday. Look for it on Wednesday or possibly Thursday of next week. Well, that does it for this week. I look forward to seeing you next time for the Read to Lead podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to the Read to Lead podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Become a vital member of the community. Visit us on the web at readtoleadpodcast.com. Until next time, remember, leaders read and readers lead.